Hello everybody. We wanted to keep you updated about the ongoing labor struggle at the Gallo Negro restaurant in Leipzig, Germany. We reported about the topic already several times, so maybe you still remember something about it. Otherwise, you can check a former interview on our blog, frequenza.noblogs.org, or on a supporter webpage named kikariki.blackblogs.org. Due to the repression peeps have to face which supported the struggle openly, this interview was done by a comrade in a written way, and we recorded it with our voices. Hello, could you give a short summary of how the conflict started?
Hi, sure. Former workers from the Mexican restaurant Gallo Negro in Leipzig came to us and told about their experiences of exploitation and discrimination at the working place. This gave the start to collecting different testimonies from former workers to see the magnitude of the problem. Two protests were organized to bring attention to the working conditions in Gallo Negro. At the second protest, the police trapped some of us at the street corner and they were forced to share their personal information. Since then, Gallo Negro sued activists and started a various long legal fights.
What's the current situation? How many people have been involved in the legal process so far? And what's the restaurant demanding?
The lawsuit has involved at least 4 people, and Gallo Negro is trying to stop people from protesting against the restaurant.
Was there any intentional attempt to approach the owners, to talk to them? If so, what was the response?
Our strategy at first did not involve the justice system. It is Gallo Negro who started the lawsuit. We at first gave a letter presenting strategies and demands on how Gallo Negro can create a good working conditions.
Has there been support from other collectives for this mobilization? Have they felt supported or rather alone in this process?
Our companions in this fight has been the people from Tribu X. They have shown real internationalist solidarity on a regional level. But generally, we didn't get support from the white German scene, and we wish this would change. Putting organized pressure would help people to implement an effective boycott against Gallo Negro.
How could peeps help if they want to, and where can they find information about the case?
People think they should organize another protest or do something against the restaurant, but this could worsen the legal fight for the people being sued. Right now, the best way to help is to bring light into the matter and help raising money to cover the legal costs. And last but not least, boycott Gallo Negro. 'Cause how can it be possible they have every Friday full house even though there are so many complaints and accusations against them?
As a migrant, what difficulties have you encountered in organizing and fighting in a case like this? But also, what strength have you discovered in this process?
As migrants, we have faced different struggles in Leipzig, from language, the lack of alleys, racism, and the constant power of the German state over our heads. The way we organize in our home countries is very different and less attached to bureaucracy.
What are the next steps in the judicial process?
At the moment, we are waiting for the answer of the lawyer of Gallo Negro. They have strategically taken long to respond, so they will keep us in this fight until we are tired out or too scared. They have the capital to keep this fight going. That's why we need the people and solidarity to keep going.
Any final comments or words you would like to share?
This legal fight isn't a movie or in Berlin. We are organized migrants right here fighting for the rights of migrant workers being exploited by restaurant owners in Leipzig. This is the moment to get out of our comfort zone and put to practice the international workers' solidarity.
Thanks a lot for doing this interview with us.